He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you totally live and in color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We are on show number 477. Remember, you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That's thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, and I will definitely try to answer all my email. Well, here we are. It's October 1st. I don't know where September went. I'm still in August. The time is just zooming, flying by. In any event, October 1st, and yesterday it was 110 degrees right here in Scottsdale, Arizona, blazing hot. I do not remember it ever being this hot for so long. Usually mid-September it breaks and you get into at least 101, but man, 110 degrees, it is broiling hot. I cannot wait for this to break. In any event, interesting show for you today. What I'm going to do is actually show you an interesting photo book that I made from a company, and first time I used them, I was pretty happy with everything. And then, of course, we're going to get into the apps of the day. So let's take a look at this first product that I have here. Here we go. It's called Past Book, P-A-S-T Book, Past Book. And this is a clever idea. It's one-click photo products, and it really is one click. So what the site allows you to do is to actually go onto the site and use your Facebook account or your Instagram, and you can produce really nice photo books, calendars, cards. There's an iPhone app, so you can go right on your iPhone and drag directly from your photo book and create an album. Happiness is guaranteed. Thousands of happy customers every day. I used this product called Instant Photo Book, made in one click from any source. So as you can see right here, I went on Facebook, and you just log into Facebook, and it just downloads all your photographs, all of them. You can also do Instagram, you can do other books, and you can do year in review. You're also able to do pretty much anything you want. Wall calendars, very easy to do. You can make cards, relive your best memories every day, display your photo cards anywhere, and send them directly to the family. You can do posters, and it's really easy. You can gift. I like this site. The pricing, well, let's take a look at the product before going to the pricing. So this is what my first book actually looked like. I've only done one, but it's hard covered, and it's really nice. You can design the covers that you want and using the photos that you want. But I have 100 pages here that I printed out, all things that I've posted on Facebook for the last 3 or 4 years. And it's really nice, and I love it. And also, a lot of my friends love it. If you want a copy of my photographs, just email me and I'll tell you how you can get that. But boy, I'll tell you, it's it does a nice job. No question about it. It puts the title in there. It also puts the date. So as I traveled all over the country, and actually we went to Europe twice, you can actually see all the photographs that you've taken, literally for me, all over the world. So this was a real blast. I enjoyed making this, and I clicked a button and boom. Now, with regards to pricing, let's take a look. They're very reasonable. Let's see. I did the book. I have a hard-covered book. I did 8.5 by 6 book, and let's see. Mine was $39. So it depends, of course, how many photos you actually have, and what size book, and yada, yada, yada. But Very, very easy to do. A lot of fun. Very high quality. It's called Passbook, and I really enjoyed doing that, and I might do it again. What's nice is once you create a book and you call it, Facebook Don Bain, you can label that, and then if anybody wants to order one, they can order it. So it's really nice. So check that out. I think that you'll definitely enjoy that. Okay, let's take a peek at some apps of the day. This one is just a killer app. It's not free, so let's get that right up and out. But I've been using this app for a zillion years, probably 15 years. It's made by Nuance, who acquired a company called Dragon. They are, in my opinion, the premier companies out there that make software that will take your speech and basically transcribe it. So if you want to do a letter or a memo or anything that you want, you just turn the software on and start speaking, and it will automatically type it out for you, and then you can format it any way you want, change the color, change the font size, yada, yada, yada. But if you do a lot of memos and documents, this is just a killer app. Dragon Anywhere Professional Grade Mobile, so it will go on your iPhone, your Android, your iPad, whatever you want. Mobile dictation makes it easy to create documents of any length and edit, format, and share them directly from your mobile device, whether visiting clients, a job site, or your local coffee shop. Continuous dictation and no word limits, 99% accurate, and it is, with powerful voice editing and format. Yeah, you can actually say a period, go back, spelling, whatever you want. It has a correction menu, so pretty much you don't spell anything wrong, which I like a lot. You can train word features to teach Dragon how you speak, so it gets used to your voice. You actually train it, customize it to your voice. And you can share these documents by email, Dropbox, whatever it is that you want. Really nice. Now you get a 1 week free trial, which you can't beat the price on that, for no money. You could cancel at any time. And then from there on out, you can go monthly for $15. 12 months, which is their best value, is $149. But I'll tell you, if you do a lot of notes, documents, anything that requires you to write, this is just a killer app. And as I said, I've used it on my PC for years and years and years. It just keeps getting better and better and better. And now that they have it for my iPhone, I love this thing. It's really handy. Highly recommend it. As a matter of fact, right now I'm trying to get ready to launch a blog. I'm probably going to call it Bain's Blog. Kind of catchy. And that will be coming out at the first of the year. It won't be related to gadgets per se. I mean, I may cover some gadgets, but it's just going to be comments on life in general, if you're interested, some of the things that I do, some of the technology, some of the people I encounter on a daily basis, some of my photography. Hopefully it will be an interesting blog. And I'm actually going to use this Dragon software instead of writing and typing out my blog. I'm just going to blah, 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 and it will automatically type it for me. And then I dump in the picture, so it's really handy if I want to create a blog. So by all means, take a peek at this. It's made by Nuance. Dragon Anywhere Professional Grade Mobile Dictation App. I like it. I like it. I like it. Okay, our next app, again, I've been using this for quite some time. I have a tendency to accumulate a lot of stuff, and lots of times I just give it away, which makes me feel good, and sometimes I got stuff that my other half wants to get rid of, so they will put it up on this site called OfferUp. This has a very handy app, both for the Android operating system and for the iOS. I have both bought and sold stuff on there, and I've never had a problem, and it's not high priced. It's not like eBay per se. The only tip that I will give you, and you can look, you can just Google anything you want. If you want a sofa or a cabinet or whatever, they got all kinds of crazy stuff. 99% of the time it's used, and you have to go pick it up. That said, if you order something and don't pick it up, I guarantee you it will be gone. So we just had that experience last week. The other half ordered something, and they swore they would save it for us for 2 days. So we got a truck, and fortunately, they told us it was sold, which wasn't nice. But it's a good site. Our next app of the day is called InstaSize Photo App and Video Editor. This is a very simple, nice app. If you want to enhance your photographs and you don't want to go to school to learn how to do it, this is a very intuitive app available on both platforms, InstaSize Photo Editor. And this will allow you to create 130 different types of filters. It does have some in-app purchases if you're so inclined. One of the nice features that I enjoy on this is it adds backgrounds to any photo and or video, and it's real handy, particularly for the video. So if you're doing any quick videos and you're behind a quote a noisy background, if you will, or hecklers or whatever the case may be, this will kind of mask that out. And as you can see right here, it will put a solid background into your video. So that's nice. You can also use different types of formats, change the color. Very interesting app. Select colors from your photo and use borders and text. You can have a border slider that shows you what your border will look like. You can improve the clarity and the resolution of the video. Very nicely done. It is free with in-purchase apps if you are so inclined. Now, this next app is a killer app. You've seen the IFF, if that, if this, then that, particularly when you want to program something with Alexa. This will do a great job on the Android. It's called Power Automate Business Workflow Automation. Carry the full power of automation in your pocket. Boost your team's productivity with Microsoft's best in the business workflow automation service. This is nice. You can record the hours that you have on a spreadsheet with the tap of the button, automatically download email. You can capture, track, and follow sales leads if you want. CRM, which is very nice. Get notified when some particular work is done. And there's just a zillion things that you can do to automate some of the processes that you are actually doing on your project or in your work. So take a peek at that, Power Automate. Now this next one, this next one is free. I have actually used this, and sometimes it works, sometimes it's a pain in the neck. Not that the app doesn't work, the app works, it's me that doesn't work. So this will allow you to focus on a single assignment. It creates structure, it provides deep focus for your session. Essentially, this app is going to try to focus you and let you concentrate on what you're doing for so many minutes without interruption. It's nicely done. It has an alert customization. It will pick up when you see a distraction awareness, which is kind of nice. And interesting app. It gives it a 4.8 rating. I find that if I'm really engrossed in something and the phone rings, instead of staying engrossed, I'll look at the phone, then I'll answer the phone. And even though the app is buzzing for me to get back on task, I don't. But for you people who are more disciplined than I am, and I'm sure that's everybody who's watching this show, this might be an interesting app for you, or certainly for your kids if you want them to stay focused on their homework or whatever. This app might be helpful. Now, this next app, and I'm kind of getting into these slowly, is called Widgetsmith. And this is a nice app. What it will do is it will allow you to personalize your home screen. And it really does a nice job, more so than any other apps. It starts with a wide collection of highly customizable widgets, which is nice. These range in function to date, weather, astronomy, and you can adjust it pretty much to whatever it is that you want it to look like. This wide set of widgets can be dynamically scheduled to appear in your home screen following rules that you set. For example, you could have a widget showing the weather first thing in the morning. So these widgets are actually on timers. As the day goes by, you can change what the widgets will look like and what your productivity schedule will look like. So it's pretty clever. It has a lot of health apps included in this, a lot of health widgets. I like this app. This is one of the better ones out there. It's free. And of course, as most apps today have, there are in-app purchases. But this is a nice app, and it's very easy to use, which is one of the reasons I like it. Now, our last app of the day is a relatively new app. This is made by Adobe. And you know, when you hear the word Adobe, just stop. Premiere Apps. These guys do a great job, not only with software for your Mac and PC. I use a lot of their products for video editing, Photoshop. Adobe's high on my list. They now have come out with Adobe Premiere Rush. Now, of course, Adobe Premiere, I think, is one of the premier, no pun intended, applications out there for video editing, and that's what I use to edit all my videos. Now, they have a new app that's out called Rush, and this is, again, for video editing primarily. There is a learning curve, but it's not that bad. Essentially, you can shoot, edit, and share online the videos that you take from anywhere. Feed your channels a steady stream of awesome video with Adobe Premiere Rush, the all-in-one cross-device video editor. Works on all platforms. Powerful tools that let you quickly create videos that look and sound like professionals just the way you want it. Share your favorite videos on sites right from the app. And I'll tell you, this thing is like, it's almost like a full-blown version of Premiere, which essentially will do anything you want. So killer, killer app. You can adjust the speed. You can speed things up. The nice thing I like about this is with the click of a button, you can share your videos quickly on any social media. Now, that's a big thing for sure. So you may want to check that out. So that's going to wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor. I hope you enjoyed our show. And I will see everybody next Thursday. Please stay safe. So long.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.